A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, June 15. Federal politicians have been handed their biggest pay rise in a decade by the Independent Remuneration Tribunal. From July 1, all federal MPs will receive a 2.75% bump to their salaries. That will see Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's pay packet jump to just over $564,000, while opposition leader Peter Dutton will earn around $400,000. The Remuneration Tribunal said its decision was based on the current economic conditions and pointed out that MPs had not been given a pay rise for 3 years. Meanwhile, millions of Australians are also set to receive a pay rise after the Fair Work Commission announced a 5.2% increase to the national minimum wage. Gemma Acton will have more on that shortly. It's expected that travellers will soon be able to ditch their masks at Australian airports, with the mandate set to lift within days. The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee has recommended mask wearing in airport terminals be scrapped from midnight Friday, saying the measures were no longer proportionate given face covering rules had been ditched in most other community settings. At this stage, those flying will still be required to mask up when on board the plane to reduce the risk of spreading COVID. And Australia's best pie has been revealed after an expert judging panel taste-tested thousands of entries from across the country. An array of meat pies were beaten by a vegetarian mushroom and truffle pie from Victoria's Rolling Pin Pies and Cakes at the 2022 Australia's Best Pie and Pasty Competition. The controversial creation contains three types of mushroom, herbs and a truffle filling wrapped in a golden flaky pastry crust. It's the second win in a row for the bakery, with its surf and turf pie containing chunky beef and prawns in a rich garlicky sauce, named the nation's best pie last year. Now, for a tasty serving of finance, here's Gemma Acton.
Thanks, Damien. 180,000 workers on the minimum wage will enjoy an income rise of 5.2%, which works out at around $1 an hour or $40 a week. In recognition of the strain that this will put on many small businesses struggling to get it back onto their feet following the pandemic, the increases will be delayed in the hardest hit sectors, aviation, tourism and hospitality, until October 1st. The Reserve Bank Governor says inflation is likely to hit 7% by the end of the year and that there are more rate rises in the works to try and get consumer price rises under control. On the back of his comments, analysts at the investment bank Goldman Sachs revised their forecast for the cash rate to hit 3.1% by Christmas. Woolworths has frozen the prices of everyday essentials, including flour, sugar, vinegar, laundry powder and nappies, until the end of the year. The supermarket giant says the move is an attempt to help families cope with soaring inflation, particularly with regards to groceries. Taking a look at the markets after yesterday's bloodbath, a much calmer day today, although anyone hoping for a sharp recovery will be disappointed. Aussie shares are lower again, with yesterday's biggest laggards still under the pump today, including buy now, pay later, technology and property groups. Having a better day today are insurers as well as major retailers, while it's a mixed picture for banks and resources stocks. In the US, it was a fairly uneventful session that started higher but then saw gains fade into the close, with the Dow Jones and S&P 500 finishing slightly lower and the Nasdaq eking out a very modestly higher close. The Australian dollar has slumped to 69.12 US cents, 66.2 euro cents and $1.11 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Wednesday, June 15, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffman. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.